This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at the LA Film Festival. I'm with Stuart McDonald, the director of Stranded. And it looks like the audience really had a pleasurable experience watching this film, although the film itself was fairly crunchy there in some of its details. But Stuart, I wonder if you could describe the film festival process these days. What's happening in the world of film festivals? Are they growing? Are the audiences getting bigger?
I think what's happening is in the old days, there was just only a few film festivals. So it was like the big famous ones, Bang, Bang, and Bang, you know. But now it's like there's lots more festivals coming around. And so the effect I think is happening is it's making the festivals themselves have to kind of compete harder to get the films. And so now they're kind of doing a lot of things to help filmmakers with their projects. So that so filmmakers say to each other, hey, you've got to go to LA, you've got to go here, you've got to go there, because they really help you out. Like at LA Film Festival, what they do is they take you on a filmmaker's retreat, and you go away and you meet all the other filmmakers, and they have a speed dating. And on this retreat, we went up to George Lucas's Skywalker Ranch, and he showed us all his new tricks and gizmos and the general stuff. And which, actually, he's got a new tool that he's going to bring out, a new previs tool, that's really going to change the entire industry. And it's kind of a consumer level thing. So I think when that comes out, it's going to really change everything.
But we've been hearing a lot of stuff that's almost on the consumer level. PC-based editing now that is replacing, you know, $200,000, $300,000 editing suites with $10,000 computers.
Yeah.
How much of this are you able to have access to now to create a film like Stranded?
Well, it's a funny one, you know. It's kind of like, as a filmmaker, you know, I'm still not earning, like, huge dollars because I work mostly in TV drama. And so it's kind of like, I worked in TV advertising, you know, I could have made a lot of cash. Because I'm mostly in drama, I'm not actually buying a lot of this stuff. I've bought a PD-170 Sony camera, and later in the year, hopefully I'll buy a computer editing stuff. But I think that stuff, it changes around a lot. It makes it very accessible. But then what I think might happen is you get this kind of plethora of, like, stuff that's shot, but it's really, really hard to, like, write a good script. Like, you know, it comes down to it, the hardest thing is the script. So we might have an abundance of kind of, like, films that are made, but unless we have an abundance of brilliant scripts, I don't know whether it's going to change the scene that much.
Interesting that it comes down to putting pen on paper, or on a PC, most likely typing it.
Yeah.
But in terms of the tools, though, and how they're affecting the way that you do production, are you able to do more with less now?
Well, I think the thing is, you know, in the old days, if you had, like, you had to have a big lot of money to do anything, you know, and so it's almost like there were these guys in Hollywood, and they made films, you know, and the rest of us just watch them, that's it. But now it's like everyone around the world, everyone's sort of clocking on going, hang on, I can do this at, you know, at home. And so you can actually do that. And so, you know, so now when I'm writing stuff, I'm sort of thinking, well, I'll try it, like, you know, inverted commas, the real way first, you know. But if I don't get the money, well, maybe I should just go out and do it my way, you know, like lo-fi, my own, do it on my own. And so it's kind of like, if you've got, and then I think the hardest thing at the moment is, because of that sort of abundance of material being made, is then to find distribution on the end. But what's looks like it's happening now is that sort of consumer level self-distribution through the net and those sorts of sites. It's starting to gather momentum. And so I reckon there'll be this sort of, there'll be a couple of strands of kind of film. There'll be sort of the big films that'll get into cinemas, but there'll be a whole lot of stuff you download on your computer and watch at home. And it means that, like, rather than the filmmaker getting 5% of a lot, they can get 100% of a little. And maybe, you know, there'll be a lot of incomes made in a totally new way. And I think maybe it'll take about 5-6 years to sort of, for the consumers to sort of catch on to this, you know, and for it to become its own niche market.
Well, Stranded doesn't have the big budget Hollywood edge to it, but it certainly has some great acting. It's a great script, and it is definitely a solid film.
Oh, thank you very much.
And, you know, you bring a film like this to the LA Film Festival. What are the chances now that you get distribution? Or do you start looking at things like the internet for distribution of a
film? You know,
honestly,
like I'm sort of looking at both. You know, and in some ways, you know, you know, traditional distribution would be good, but for me, internet distribution would be great because I could just email someone and say, hey, I want to meet you, go to this website, this is the address, click on that and watch my film. You know, I don't have to burn, you know, a whole lot of DVDs and mail them. And so that'd be great. It's almost like a perfect showreel kind of, like, sort of headquarters.
Yeah, are you thinking about that right now?
Yeah.
And you've got things in the works or ideas in the works?
Yeah, we just had a conversation. That guy I was just talking to, that's his bag, so, yeah.
Very good, very good. Well, thank you so much for being on the podcast, Stuart.
Hey, no worries. Thanks a lot, Jason.